Thank you, Leslie and choir. I know all the choir members listening. You were singing along a beautiful, beautiful hope, a song of hope in God's grace. Hope is one of those words that seems to mean one thing to some and totally different to others. It seems to mean one thing in a biblical Christian sense, but is defined totally different, it seems, by our world. I often hear the word used, and I use the word in terms of wishful thinking or great desire. I hope we get to worship together soon. I really do. I hope our senior adults are okay. I hope our young moms and dads have an extra dose of patience. I hope the economy recovers. I hope. Biblical Christian hope, however, is not some flimsy, fragile wish. Biblical Christian hope is much deeper than a simple desire. Biblical hope indicates a confidence we have in God. Our hope is built on faith in God, faith in His Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Our hope is bold. It is strong. It is true. For the last several years during Advent, when I preach on hope, I would give this word. Biblical hope is a foundational truth and a promise of Advent. For in Christ's first coming, hope was born. And in the second Advent, hope will be totally consummated. Oh, if only it was Christmas again. The Advent season, which gives us those themes of hope and peace and joy and love. You know, I, NPR, said that many during this time across the nation are putting up Christmas lights. Even now, right now, they're putting up lights along their home and in their yard to remind them of the hope of Christmas. I'm not going to wait. I want to preach on the themes of Advent even as we prepare for Easter. So we talk about hope. It's easy to talk about hope as we sit in this beautiful sanctuary during the Christmas season, surrounded by family and friends. Let's be honest, that's pretty easy. In years past, when I preached on hope, it was pretty easy. But today, empty pews, empty hearts, faith, but fear, and some listening, there's total panic. Hopelessness. Hopelessness may be the word that best summarizes what many of you are feeling right now. Hopelessness is ever so real, and it always has been. At different periods of time, throughout the ages, there have been great periods of hopelessness. The Bible is filled with stories in the Old and New Testament of hopelessness. Surely Adam and Abraham, they knew of hopelessness. And Noah, listen, we've been quarantined for a week. Noah, 40 days with his kids and all those animals. And Moses, and Jacob and Joseph, even King David and King Solomon, with all their wealth, they knew great periods of hopelessness. We don't have to wonder what Jeremiah and Isaiah, Amos and Hosea, we don't have to wonder what they thought about hope, for often they just put it out there, hopeless. That's just the Old Testament. You know, after the resurrection event, when Christ, the glorious resurrection, the disciples spent weeks in total hopelessness. All hope in their lives, they thought, extinguished. And the Apostle Paul, he gave us great words of hope, but he too had periods when all seemed lost. But what about you? Today, it's good to look back, but what about you today? Some of you listening, you remember the Great Depression. Or if you don't remember it, it was very close to your memory. Your parents lived through it, some barely. A great period of hopelessness in this nation. Others listening remember those war years and the president who brought those fireside talks trying to give hope, but it was bleak. How many of you remember where you were when JFK was assassinated and this nation felt so hopeless? Or what about watching the evening news as a child, Walter Cronkite, 5:30 throughout the Vietnam experience, the war came into our small living room, and there was a sense of hopelessness all over our nation. How many of you remember 9/11? It's vivid in our mind when the Twin Towers fell. We lost hope. Hope. Minnie Ann Lufkin. It's too close. You remember when the paper mill closed, when Temple changed, when Lufkin Industries. But there are many of our young adults who this coronavirus pandemic is the first big disaster that has impacted them and us. And so you sit in fear and you whisper, I'm hopeless. Or maybe you yell, I feel so hopeless. It seems so hopeless. What will we do? Will our world ever be the same? Will we get past this? Will we survive? How long until something feels normal? My job. Our church. Our worship. 2 weeks ago this Sunday, my biggest concern about our church was how many might be on spring break. Would we miss 30 or 40? John and I fretted, what would it look like? It was a good Sunday. Hope. Apostle Paul in Romans 15, we're going to Romans 5, but Romans 15, Paul said, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The hope of God, not your own hope, the hope of God that fills you and gives you peace and joy, that hope that God gives, may it overflow by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now listen to what Paul said, and I've preached Romans 5 every year on the first Sunday of Advent. Paul said, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope doesn't disappoint. Hope doesn't put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit whom God has given us. Hope is not wishful thinking. Hope is not some fantasy daydream that one of these days it'll all be okay and your ship will come in. Hope, real hope, is based on the promises of God and upon God Himself. The writer of Hebrews said, with strong encouragement, seize the hope that is set before you. Peter wrote, we have been born to a new and living hope through our Lord Jesus Christ. The psalmist in Psalm 62, yes, my soul finds rest in God. My hope comes from Him. He is my rock and my salvation. God is my fortress. I will not be shaken. In the Old Testament, prophet Zechariah said, return to God, you prisoners of hope. Only 15 weeks ago, the first Sunday of December, I read a quote by John Maxwell from the book Think on These Things. And I read it, and I liked it, and I shared it. But I read it today with a different vision. Listen closely. Hope shines brightest when the hour is the darkest. Hope motivates when discouragement comes. Hope energizes when the body is tired. Hope sweetens while bitterness bites. Hope sings when all melodies are gone. Hope believes when all evidence is eliminated. Hope listens for answers when no one is talking. Hope climbs over obstacles when no one is helping. Hope endures hardships when no one is caring. Hope smiles confidently when no one is laughing. Hope reaches for answers when no one is asking. Hope presses toward victory when no one is encouraging. Hope brings the victory when no one is winning. Hope dares to give when no one is sharing. Hope always wins. Church, I will not allow the coronavirus to extinguish my hope. And don't you either. My hope, your hope, our hope. It looks at the facts, and it looks at God's promises, and it does not deny the facts without turning away from the difficult issues of our world. No, it looks at the facts, and it looks at the promises, and it lives out a vision of life based on the promises of God, believing and trusting that a benevolent, compassionate, all-powerful God is still alive and oh so real, even if we don't feel Him or see Him or even acknowledge Him, God is sovereign. Hope lives. Hope reigns. Hope. It's not just for Advent nor next week peace and joy and love. For hope does not disappoint us, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Shall we pray? Oh God, we need that hope that You can grant. Grant it. We do not deny the facts nor the fear, the realities that surround us, nor do we deny the promise of hope in You. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of the Spirit, washed in the blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Blessed assurance, hope in Jesus is mine. Sustain us, O God. Continue to wrap Your loving arms around us. We hold on to Thee. Hope came down at Christmas, and hope is here today. Thank You, God, for that assurance and for that hope. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.